episode 26 for Sunday, November 30th, 2008. And this is the Apple Juice Show with George Drage. Joining us today is Billy Heim. Find us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Email us info@applejuiceshow.com. Interested in sponsorship or sending us reviews, anything like that, sales@applejuiceshow.com. So how's it going today, Billy Heim?
George Drage, it's doing great here at the Barksdale Air Force Base in, what is this, northern Louisiana, I'd say. I'm not sure, but it's unbelievable that I don't know where I live.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable. Now, a couple days ago, it was Thanksgiving. So how was your Thanksgiving?
You know, it's pretty good. We don't have a big family here. It's just me, my mom, my stepfather. So we just went to Ryan's. And it was okay. We went to a casino to begin with, but they were, you should have saw a line there.
Interesting. My Thanksgiving was good. We went up to, down a little bit down south from here, in Orlando, Florida, to my aunt's house, and we had a bunch of people there and had Thanksgiving. Really nice Thanksgiving.
We tried to go to the Japanese steakhouse.
Oh,
I love those. Yeah, they weren't open.
All right, so now onto the show, Billy. This week we're doing a holiday gift guide for everyone out there. Today we're going to start with the Apple products. Low budget. You're on a low budget. You want to buy someone something? iPod Shuffle, $50 for a 1 gig, is it? I believe.
$50 for 1 gig, $80 I believe for a 2 gig. I need to buy a 2 gig.
Yeah. I mean, Billy, I know he bought one for his mom a couple of months ago, and she really likes it, doesn't she?
You know, I see her. She used to use it whenever she. I don't know if she walks anymore. I leave later in the day, but I see it on her desk right next to her laptop.
Yeah. So, great thing to buy someone if you're on a budget. Cause the economy's so bad right now. That's why people are gonna not spend that much money. Go iPod Shuffle.
Great. You know, I beg to differ. Well, no, I will say that most people won't spend that much money, but this Christmas, last year I didn't have a job, so last Christmas, you know, I bought, like my stepfather, a gigabyte flash drive. This Christmas I've gone all out. I've bought in two digital, this is part of my holiday gift guide. You want to jump in this now, or do you want to get to some news first?
That's just, we're not doing news today. We're just going to go through the Apple products, let's go on to the next thing. iPod Nano, great product, LCD screen. You can get for $200. You can get the 16 gigabyte to store your movies, your music, games, and especially the Apple Juice Show podcast on there. You got to have that on your iPod if you get it. So we're gonna go in there for $200, 16, and I believe $150 for the 8 gig.
I was gonna buy one actually yesterday, being Black Friday, but. Their prices were horrible for Black Friday. I didn't.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. We were actually thinking about getting one maybe a week after they came out. We were both at Best Buy and we were looking at them. So
I might buy one next paycheck, but.
Next paycheck. Yeah, you always say that. For those of you that don't want to be paying contracts for instead of getting an iPhone, go with the iPod Touch. iPod Touch, great. I mean, they just updated it. Not even 3 months ago. And great, got speakers. It's got everything like an iPhone, but just no phone. So you don't have to pay contracts. Maybe once in a while you might have to pay for an update here or there. $10, nothing really.
They haven't had any paying updates in quite a while the 2.1 they didn't charge for.
Yeah, 2.1 they didn't charge for, but they didn't bring the Google Street View.
Well, that was in 2.2.
2.2. Actually, they didn't charge for 2.2 either. But you know. iPhone, best thing in the world right now. Best product you can best phone you could have out there right now is an iPhone. Don't you agree with me, Billy? Best thing out there.
I don't know if I'd say it's the best thing out there. I mean, I love my iPhone. I use it every day. I've had some problems with it. I don't know if that's the best thing right now, though.
Well,
I don't know what
would
be
one of the best phones.
Hands down, it's the best phone I've used. I've used several phones even one Apple Motorola worked on, and that sucked. But iPhone's hands down best phone I've seen.
Are you talking about the Roker?
The Rocker. The Rocker, yes.
Yeah, I know a bunch of people that had that. Next on the list would be, I mean, there's computers in between, but right now, between me and Billy and a bunch more people, MacBook Pro. Best top-of-the-line computer laptop that Apple has have is right now. It's environment-friendly. Best glass multi-touch ever on the MacBook Pro. So, I mean, if you're going to... I mean, it's the only one. But if you're going to go... I mean, if you're looking to go with a computer and you want something and you don't know what to go with the MacBook Pro. You want a laptop, go with MacBook Pro. I mean, you want to go cheaper, MacBook, but MacBook Pro, I mean, is what everyone, every designer, person like me and Billy, like podcasters, MacBook Pro. So, I mean, and then for the top of the list, the best thing,
Inside. I mean, great padding for the back of the back from the inside. It's got great padding first thing is your last one. You got a zipper thing. You got another thing.
Two-story drop now.
I don't know. What do you think? I mean, have you played with it?
Well, no, I haven't played Zach Case, but I'm not trying to bash Twisted Soul or anything. I love him. I love their products. I have the backup batteries and everything. And I think it's great customer service. But, you know, if a case isn't going to hold a drop, it's not considered a case in my eyes, because a case is designed to hold, to make a phone safe.
Let's do it. We're going to test it right here on the show, Billy. We're going to test this thing on the show. All right, ready?
Drops a case. Wait, no. You're sitting down. You got to make it higher than that.
What?
You're dropping it from like 3 feet. You got to stand up and drop it from, yeah, that's right there. No, don't lower your hand down. Drop it. Oh, it broke. His phone's down.
It just switched the silent switch, so I think it withstands the drop. It withstands a drop, so this case.
How much is that case?
I believe. So I mean, great case. You can do whatever you want with this case. I mean, so you just great. I mean, it's awesome. I mean.
Now I got a question. How much is that case?
I'm getting for you right now. This
so case. My case, the Rebel, I think, actually, how much is Rebel? I think it's $30. I thought they used to have it at like $70, and they said, I asked, I love their customer service. I asked them to send me one or two for a review, and they sent me like seven different ones. The company is Switch Easy, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Switch Easy. This case can be purchased at richardsolo.com for a price of $34.95.
Okay, and this Switch Easy case is, if I can get only $25. Oh, $25. Oh, yeah. And this one, I think of it as like a Raptor.
Now, let me tell you the another plus of this case. This case actually goes with what's called the Richard Solo 1800 for iPhone. And it is that Richard Solo 1800 for the iPhone is $69.95. And it comes with, I believe, the... No, it does not come with the case.
No.
So,
now,
so what other cases are good? I've got the iClarify by Griffin. I don't notice a difference when you're taking pictures with the iClarify. No big difference.
Now, I got another getting off the cases, because, you know, how many cases can you really have?
Yeah.
One,
Let's move on to the battery backups. I don't know if you have one or two. I mean right now, I'm telling you right now, one of the best cases out of all the battery backups I've tested, Richard Solo 1800 for the iPhone is the best battery backup for the iPhone. Now, what do you have to say about that?
Again, I'm not bashing their company. I love them. Great customer service. My Richard Solo battery's not working right now because something's broke on it. Where I don't know if you can see this, George. I'm going to show it to you on the video. But this thing, it likes to sink down instead of stay in a place. You know, the dock connector that connects the phone, it sink down and not stay. So that's broken. So the only thing I can really use this thing for is a laser and a flashlight now.
So I
have a.
That stinks.
Here I have the older version, the Richard Solo. I think this is a 1200, and I guess I'll have to use this from now on. But the reason I like this one so much is because I could use this while, I could plug it in while my phone's in the case, and I can't do that with this one, sadly.
Oh, hey. Don't be mad at Richard Solo. You didn't pay for the battery.
No, I'm not blaming them. You know. They're great, but you know, I've just had this problem with this product. But you know, it's free. I'm not gonna bash or anything. But you know, from what I've seen, it's worth the buy. And hey, you get a little laser and light with it, which I found actually quite useful when I search a person's car. Don't ask why I search a person's car.
Funny. So you do search. All right. One more thing to add to the what I have to add. Bluetooth headset, the Jawbone. $150, best thing you can buy. Best quality. I mean, me and Billy talk to each other using it. best thing. So.
Oh yeah, I love the job. I'm here. One thing I have is a 1 terabyte Western Digital drive. I think they are $150 on Amazon right now. Great, great deal. 1 terabyte's what is that? 1,024 gigabytes, I believe. Storage, and I'm gonna use that. I use that for Time Machine on my iMac.
I got a Mac Store 750 for 130.
Rock on. Pretty good
price. All right. I mean, do we have anything else for the holiday gift guide?
Well, you know, there's tons of stuff out there. I'd say that's a good stereo for the iPod or iPhone.
Oh, I really like the Bluetooth one, the iHome Bluetooth one.
You know, I don't use that one at all. I just discovered dock adapters when I opened up this Rebel case, because I had a white one, but I wanted to use the black one because it matches my phone. It had a dock adapter to it, so I put the dock adapter on my other iHome, the first one that was designed for the iPhone.
Yeah.
And I put the dock adapter in, and it fits with the case on it. I love that, so I'm using that one right now. But I haven't used this Bluetooth one. I've only used it like once or twice, and I never use it to make a phone call.
I really never use mine to make a phone call either. I just use it once.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, I will be getting a new speaker. Actually, it's supposed to be really big. It's like this big. It's like this big, Billy. You gotta see it. This big.
Is it the ones that you put on your desk?
No. This is. I gotta show you a picture of this. And if I do get this, we will be reviewing it on the next episode, and it'll be on the holiday gift guide. I have no idea. It's Iwu. It's called an Iwu.
Iwu?
Yeah, Iwu speakers. I have no idea how you. Iwu.com.
Iwu.com. How do you spell that now?
Here, I got the link right here. So, I mean, great. It's going to be, it looks like a great thing. And so it's, I mean, the thing is amazing. It's, how much is it? I believe it's like $100, $250. And it works with, I mean, we're iPhone and all the iPod touches. That will be on the next episode of the Apple Juice Show. Thank you very much for listening in to the Apple Juice Show. Visit us on the web at applejuiceshow.com. Feel free to email us info@applejuiceshow.com. Interested in sponsoring us? sales@applejuiceshow.com. Thank you very much, Billy, for being on the show with me this week. Follow
Roger,
up
sir.
twitter.com/billyheim. Follow me up twitter.com/gdrage. Thank you very much. This has been episode 26.